Okay, let's continue Be'ez Hashem where we left off last week. We discussed the shailas of that Doma into Pasul Bekisnin, what are the Tanoim of Pasul Bekisnin. Today Be'ez Hashem we're going to move on to again a continuation of the Sheik Be'ez Suda, how it's negated many different things. We got Be'ez Kiddush, we got Be'ez Chasna, Bris, all these sorts of Sudas that a person goes to. When he has to know the shailas negated to Pasul Bekisnin, we'll go right and we'll discuss halachas of Berekas. And then Be'ez Hashem will go to the shailas of pizza. You see from here, a person has to make it a cheshbon. When a person goes somewhere, you start eating something. So you know, until now, famous, you have to think which bracha to make. Or we have to make a cheshbon even without which bracha to make. Or how much are you eating? Is it a tziruf? Is it not a tziruf? Do I have to bench? Is it going to be a shaila? We're dealing with sfeikas d'oraisa over here. We're dealing with sfeikas d'oraisa. So the ma'aseh is as well. We left off last time with the nekuda of kviyas suda, which means that even if I have something which is a possible bekistin, which means number one of three tonight, which means either it was kneaded with something sweet, or it was a flaky, crunchy type of dough, or the third one was it was filled with something sweet. We said all of those three tonight, we don't need any, all three, you need one of either in order to be possible bekistin, to give it a din mezoinus and ala mechia as opposed to our moitzi, even though we said midin Torah al pi alocha, according to at least the Mishabura holds that there's no chilek lemaisa between in midin Torah. There's no chilek between a piece of challah, piece of bread, and a biscuit, a chocolate chip biscuit al pi Torah midin Torah. There's no nafkamina min at Torah between one and the other. The nafkamina is the gabe benching and all these sorts of things. And so we said, if a person is not eating kviyas suda, so he makes a mezoinus, he makes ala mechia. Masha'ing, in the moment there's a person coming into a shayla of kviyas suda, so here the Shulchan Aruch is maskim, everybody's the kule alma, is maskim to this tekuda, which is that you have to wash and you have to bench within a tzedayim, within a moitzi, within a mamash a benching min a Torah, could be. Which means a person has to make a cheshbon, how much is a person eating of a rogloch, of the crackers, and the biscuits, and the pretzels, for there to be a shayla of a hamoitzia. Everybody knows when you eat, you know, zonis bread, when you eat pizza, so everybody knows, no, you can't eat too much, but then you've got a shayla of hamoitzia. How many people even thought that there's a shayla when a person eats pretzels, how many pretzels he eats could there for there to be a shayla? So we left off last time with this nekuda. And we left off like this. We said that how much is a person come into the shayla of kviyas suda? When does the shayla begin of making a moitzi, washing until it's a diamond washing? So we said there's a machlokes. There is a shitas with Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger learns from Hilchas Erev, and Hilchas Erev tells me Gimel the Dalet beats him, and that's the shayla kviyas suda, and therefore you'll have to wash and bench. We saw the shittas had going, the grow holds, no, it doesn't go by the gimel of dalet beits him, it goes by the sudas erev bevoike, which means a real shtark, a chosh of a big suda. That's the shita of the grow. How do we paskin the halacha? So we paskin the ikka like the goin, that means kol zman, a person does not eat to satiation, which means he's not full, so then in achadami, he will not, mi ikka hadin, have to wash or have to bench. Says the Mishnah Brura, we're going to be choshish over here, the shittas of Kida Eger. Lechatchila, it's toiv for a person not to eat dalet. Doesn't say gimel, it says dalet beitzim. Oh, so that's what we said. So again, Rabbi says we're going to have this claw. That means me'ika adin until I'm satisfied, until I'm eating kidei sviya, until I'm full, like a regular meal. I don't have to bench, I don't have to wash. Whereas, lechatchila, the Mishnah Brura paskins don't eat more than dalet beitzim. So we mentioned last time, it's kedai to mention it again, that if a person, for example, is eating a packet of pretzels, eating a packet of crackers, he's eating some mezonah sauce, whatever it is, and he's eating, he's eating, he's eating, he's eating, and besides gavah, he's ended up completely stuffed, so the kula elmi has to bench, even though he originally made it a mezonah. And the same thing applies to this. He's in the middle of half a packet of pretzels, and he chaps himself, you know what? There's no lunch coming anytime soon. Let's finish the packet of pretzels. I don't know, because it's a big packet of pretzels. Yes, but now, if what's in front of him is enough to satisfy him, he should wash until it's Italian, makes the brava, and makes that moitzi, and then benches. Right, so that's what we said over there. Now, what people came up afterwards was, okay, very nice, it's lovely to give shiurim of gimel, dalet beitzim, and all these sorts of things, of lemaisa, what's the matzias? What's the matzias of what a person has to be careful of coming along to be a shayla of nitzilas yadayim, or a kaponim, hamoitzi, berachas hamazon, again, we're dealing with the shayla of the raisa. And if we're dealing with the shadow of Daraisa to come along and be made, we have to be careful. Sveika Daraisa, the Chumah, like everything else, why not over here as well? So in the Maisa, I made a little bit of a cheshvan, and I just gedai to mention this cheshvan based on what we said last time. What we know what we're dealing with again, Shitas HaMishtavur is Lechatchila Tori, for a person not to eat more than Dalad Beitzim. Now, b'di'evet, if you do eat Dalad Beitzim, you don't have to bench. That's clear. But Lechatchila, we try to be Lechatchila to get eaten, and the Mishnah says not to eat more than Dalad Beitzim. What means Dalad Beitzim? So I have a list of a few different things. Before we move on, let's just speak about that. Number one, Rogalach. Rogalach. Take a regular, normal size bakery Rogalach that you get in the shops. A normal Rogalach is approximately 1.5 Beitzim. That's the matzias. I'll be the weight, I'll be the volume with the airspace without going into the shaders of the emitter of the sugar, not the emitter of the sugar. But I've got volume in a normal Rogalach, a regular one, is about 1.5 Beitzim. So it means, the cheshvan is poshut, you shouldn't have more than 6. According to Shitas HaMishnah Berurah, you should not eat more than 6 Rogalach, or you're coming to a shayla of Shitas Rukiva Eger, which is again from Hilchos Eruv, that a person. Sorry? 1.5 Rogalach is 1 Beta. Yeah. No? A Beta. Sorry. In Echanami. So 6, you have to be careful. 6 is a little bit less actually. Comes out to be a little bit less in the Chedim. In Echanami, you're right, 100%. Comes out a little bit less. If it comes out, a person has to be careful, approximately 6 Rogalach, otherwise you have a Shaila of, again, a Shaila of Kiva Eger of Hamoitzi. Now, a chocolate cake, right? Sliced cake. Right? It's like sometimes you go to somewhere, a ticket, whatever, they cut sliced cake. What's the loch over there? So a normal thin slice of cake is also approximately 1 beta. A regular thin, not a big fat piece. Nice regular thin sliced cake, that's going to be 1 beta, which would mean to me that you can't have more than 4 slices of this cake. Again, give or take here and there, because obviously some cakes are more airy, some are less airy, some have more flour, some have less sugar. There's all different types of ingredients that we're not going into. Tea biscuits, right? You have, for example, these tea biscuits. People have to dip them into the coffee. It's a whole different child. You have to make a broth on the coffee. We're not going into that now. 24 tea biscuits is approximately Dalad Beitzim. So again, that means Lechatchila, according to Mishnah Berurah, you should not have 25 of those tea biscuits. Snacker crackers, right? These round crackers that come in these big long things. Snacker crackers. Approximately 32 of those is Dalad Beitzim. Oreo biscuits for the Americans out there. 20 of them is approximately Dalad Beitzim. And so pretzels. Oh, pretzels are a good one. Approximately 96 small pretzels are Dalad Beitzim. Now again, I'm not saying you have to make a cheshbon of a person, so no. You have kamala 100 pretzels, you've now lost the lechatchila of the Mishnah Berurah, which is a shayla of Amoitzi. Now of course you don't make Amoitzi and you don't bench, because you're not full, you're not satisfied. Of a lechatchila, that is the amount that a person has to be careful. Now, not everything you make a mezonos on, if you kivei suda and you eat the amount to be satisfied, will you necessarily have to bench or make Amoitzi? What's the exception? So the exception, what we mentioned all the way in the beginning of the share of the Pasuk over Kisten, is as follows. If you take chit, you take wheat, and you make it into a maisa kedeira, you cook it, you do bishul, or you do tigan with deep frying, which has got a dinner bishul, that is called a maisa kedeira. As much as you eat will never ever be hamoitzi. What's the biggest example for gay to ask? Pasta, lokshen, noodles, all of these things. It's mamash a mezoinus. You make a mezoinus on it. Oh, but it's got a din of bishul, maisa kedeira. Therefore, whatever a person eats, I think it's kedeira, lunch, breakfast, a supper on it, will never have to bench in such a case. That's the halacha over there. Wafers is a similar shayla. So wafers as well, the poskim say that since it doesn't have a toya lechem, you can eat as many wafers batlim as you want without coming into ever a shayla of a hamoitzi. If you convey your lunch on wafers, you'll never have to wash, you'll never have to bench, kavalda geitza. As the mice of wafers always have no toya lechem, which means you'll never have to wash or bench. Donuts. Theoretically, this is not today's sugya, but it's actually next week, Erev Yom Tov, we'll discuss the halachos of Hanukkah, we'll discuss a little bit about donuts, right? So donuts, the maisa, theoretically, will never ever have to wash or bench, even if you give a suit and eat it for supper. What's the pshat? Again, theoretically, because it's deep fried, if that's true. If it's taka deep fried, so not gonna, something that's deep fried is bishul. Bishul on something which is mezonos, it's called a maisa kedeira. Maisa kedeira, you never have to wash, eventually you never give a suda. Again, theoretically, we'll discuss next week if it's taka true, we'll find out some secrets in the bakeries. Again? Bizli is also deep fried. The person is how they made it originally. that we have to get to by donuts. The Shilas, how did it start? What was the process? That's something we'll have to get to. Enough and Ami. Now, it's interesting. Yerushalmi Kegel. So Yerushalmi Kegel is Kegel as Zohar. What's the problem with Yerushalmi Kegel? The problem with Yerushalmi Kegel is, recognition Karen, it's the following Shilas. What's Yerushalmi Kegel? Yerushalmi Kegel is regular lokshen, regular pasta, which is being cooked by Sikadeira, and then they bake it in an oven. What din does that have? So Nissan Karelitz Tainus, and I found it afterwards in our Ora in Derech Amunah for Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, brings from Yishver, Rabbi Yashin Zatzal as well. And he wants the Taina that could be has a Torah Lechem, it's an interesting Chiddush, or Rabbi Yashin's Chiddush that maybe Lokshan Kegel Taka has a Torah Lechem. About Koponu, Nissan Karelitz Tainus, it's a Soviet Oraisa. I have over here something which had a Meister Bishel, and after that a Meister Afia, it went in the Tanur, it went in the oven, it went into one of these big Gedeus. That is the Shaila of Afia. And maybe it's looking missing Kavanis. If a person eats a Sach Lokshan, Yerushalmi Kegel, he has a Shaila of a Sofik Nareis, it could be as the bench. And so he passed through a missing Lalocha. Rishon Zalman was Chaylik, Rishon Zalman said, no. It's not good to your lechem, it's a Meister Bishel all the way. What they do afterwards, doesn't bother me. Mimeo Kutra Rishon Zalman, the Halocha. As much Yerushalmi Kegel as you eat, you never ever have the bench again in your life. Mayuk. Now, the Meister, I found in one of the Svarim, a note of Shabbos, one of the old Svarim. He tainus from this became the minig in Klal Yisrael. I think he writes minig Yerushalayim. By a kiddush, then who would serve Yerushalmi Kegel? Right? So everybody thinks Christ is cheaper than tofu, it's cheaper than the potato one, right? So the start, everyone goes to the cheaper version, you go for the Yerushalmi. Has Hashem, not one thing in Klal Yisrael, everything is start, right? We all know from the halachas of, take an example, Luke, washing out your mouth in between the meat and the fish, right? Fish and the meat, whichever way around it is, right? So the bottom always tell me, this is the Yiddish excuse to get drunk, Yiddish excuse to have alcohol. The chas v'shalom, Yiddish has a makor, right? We know the makor, you have a day, cook their zayin, right? I've heard that's what they tiny daft guy, they alcohol, because there's a double chorus, and it gets down all the fish over there, and makbet adzidei calf to make sure it goes down with a double chorus. But our problem, everything has a makor, the makor over here, the tiny mini Yerushalayim was to serve a kiddish on Shabbos morning with Yerushalmi Kegel. That's good for this reason. Why? Like Yerushalmi Zalman, you'll never, ever, ever have to wash. And that's a Gavaldi Gazal. So that comes out to those things over there. Wafers, we said as well. Wafers don't have a turn left, and you'll never, ever have to wash. Now, let's move on to the next sugya, and that is this one. This is a very choshev sugya. People, unfortunately, again, these are people in Mazalza, what can I tell you? It's a sugya. When you have a Passover b'kistin, right? A Passover b'kistin does not necessarily mean roglich, it can mean crackers, it can mean biscuits, it can mean all these sorts of things. When do we say that it's mitzarev to something else? Now this is choshev. Because many times we're not going to eat crackers by itself, we're not going to eat roglich by itself, we're not going to eat lokshe kegel by itself, we're going to have it together with something else. So when you have it together with something else, you go to Kiddush Shabbos morning, no? So you have a roglich, you have some zonis in order to be yaitz to Kiddush Mokum Suda, and then you go weiter. And you have the herring, and you have the roots, and you have the vegetables, and you have the kegel, and those. A gemara goes out, you come out, mamish, gishmak, you can't eat anything b'chal, that's the be'alokha, they shouldn't have it, because I've got a shag of kishma and suda. But if I put in the maisa, the gabi this, when do we say tzuv? When do we say that I can mitzarev my possible b'kistin mizoyinus, together with something else, and together it is going to be a suda mamish, and maybe I'm going to have to bench. I mean, it's going to come up from a claw. But I remember when I wanted to give Yeshe Yeshiva, so we had a seder like this. We gave Shein Hukas Brochus, and then we gave Shein Hukas Shmuyas Alosh and Lechovitz Chayim. So the Brochim came out from the whole month, and they said to me, listen, there's one thing I learned from this man, is don't talk and just wash on everything. That was key to what they learned from the whole month, right? Okay, new episode, that's also good for me. A Kabbalah, a person has to learn. There could be times a person goes to a Kiddush, he made a mezonos, innocent fellow, wants to go home, he possibly tells his wife, hold on a second, I possibly have to bench, right? I need to go to Kishon and Bias. Have to bench, hold on a minute, right? She's waiting for the student that she made at home. But a Kabbalah, the Maisa, we have to figure this out. So, like this. It goes as well. The Magen Avraham of Ehim, Kuf Samaches, Kofen Yudimel, brings a Ma'amokim that tells us anything that's malafas as hapas, anything that's normally eaten that goes together with bread has a dim syrup. And therefore, if you eat it together, which we'll see in a moment what that means, has a din tziv. Which would then mean, if a person eats crackers, together with tuna, right, you have someone for lunch, for example, he's not going to make a great lunch, he takes a packet of crackers, takes some tuna fish, whatever it may be, he starts nibbling away. What does he have? He has Passover b'kistin, together with tuna, together with whatever he's eating, together, this is his lunch, and he sacrifices on it, he probably has to make a bit of samosa. A shalit from the rice. Has to make a bit of samosa. He had a tzir, things are malafis is a pas. Avadi has the mitzar. So what din, when does it come into the shayla of being mitzar? So here we have the nesivus and derech achayim. the Nesivus Tainas, only something that's Malavas as a pas mamish is going to be Mistarif. What does that mean? So the person can clear like this. And by the way, this, I'll give you a very, very negative shayla. What do you do on an Erekin? You go on an Erekin, and they give you over there, it's like a shmak meal, depending on which, you know, which class you're sitting, and they give you, you know, Zoynus roll, Father State Zoynus, and then it's got, I don't know what they're going to give you, and maybe this, that, and the other, whole four course thing over there, a little chocolate at the end, the Maisa. Right, he's full. He ate lunch, he ate breakfast, he ate supper, whatever it is. He's not going home to eat another supper. No. What's the shayla? He's giving it to the munch. And you haven't seen it for many other things. What are the hetayim that we're going to say for a person that goes to a bris? He goes to a bris sudu, right? I don't want to watch b'chal nu. So he goes to start eating berekas and crackers and the this and that. And then the mice is full. Look, Yishmael, you have to bench. There has to be a tzivuv over here. There has to be a mokum to be mekel. So what is it? So number one, if Shaim exact Solomon to the time after the family of Bosna shaved the ladies is the same thing. Only something is mitzvah if you eat it mamish together. That means you go to the makolet and you buy a mezonis roll, right? I don't know if mezonis roll, yeah, mezonis, not mezonis, we discussed that last week. No mezonis, yeah, I'm in the Shulchan of Harav, man, I'm going to the Shulchan of Harav, and it's roiv made payers, a little bit Marrakesh as well, I'm meaning one, nu, beseder, good? Oh, but inside this roll, you have an egg, or you have a tuna, you have a this, you have a that, whatever it may be, right? So Zaman, oh, right, it's a huge, fat, big sandwich over there, and I'm full from that. Zugu Shaim, Zugu Bosna, in that case, in the Hanami, then it's mitzvah. Oh, but let's say you don't eat the bread together, or the krasim of the gistin, together with the other foods, then there's no din siruf. Siruf is only when you eat it together. That's heta number one. So if you're going by a kiddush, for example, right? So you're eating, let's say, rogaluch together with, I don't know, a lokshe gigel, right? There's no siruf going on because I'm not eating them together. That's number one. Number two, they're not malafas as a pas, meaning crackers and tuna go together. But rogaluch and lokshik higo doesn't go together. So it's not malafas zapas. Number one, there will not be tziruf if it's not malafas zapas. Number two, there won't be tziruf if you're not eating it together mamush in the same bite, in the same oicha, like the case of the sandwich. So we sort of have two tzirufim to be makel. Number three, is we have like this. It's what happens if the mezonis is not the ikka part of the meal, and everything comes agav. But I'm eating the mezonis like everything else. This is a course, and that's a course, and that's a course, and that's a course. I'm eating everything together. So I have in front of me a whole kiddush with a plate of this, and a plate of this, and a bit of this. It's not the pshat that the mezonis comes first, and that's the ikka, and everything's followed. No, some of the mezonis is another thing that I eat. Good. In that case, there's another reason to be mitzarif, to say that there's no tziruf of pasim of a gistin together with the other things over there. Another thing as well, only if you eat the mezonis first. If you eat the mezonis at the end, there's no shayla tziruf. So for example, right, let's make it lemaisa. You go to an aeroplane meal, eat the whole meal, and have your mezonis roll afterwards. Even if you're full together, there's no tziruf, because I had the mezonis afterwards. So I have all these tziruf. Number one, things that are not malafas as a pas, right, that would not include egg, tuna, and all these sorts of things, because they are. But if they're sweet things, they're not malafas as a pas, they're not mustard. Rogaluch will not be mustard with tuna fish. Number two, if they're not eating together, munch. Number three, if they're eating as another side dish. Number four, if the mezonis thing is only eating afterwards. And the last thing is, obviously, if you make a bracha achoyna, if the person eats the mezonis roll, he makes ala mechya, and now he proceeds to eat the rest of his meal. About that, there's not going to be a tziruf over there, right? Because again, as a shayt has no shaytus one to the other, there will not be tziruf. So these are the eitzes for a person. The only problem is this one. The problem is many, many poskim are machmir. Rav Eliyahu Zatzal, Rav Moshe Zatzal, many gedolei poskim held that siruf applies to everything. No nafkamina what it tastes like, if it's lavas apas or not. No nafkamina when you eat it and how you eat it. You're eating a possible begistin together with other things, together you're full, it is a birchas hamazon. No nafkamina what the situation is. So what are we going to do? What are they saying? I mean, I have to say a tailor over here, right? A person goes to a chasna, he doesn't wash. A person goes in an aeroplane, he doesn't wash. A person goes to a kiddush, he doesn't wash. What's their tailor? So the first head to be spoke out last week, and that is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and that is if a person eats, only if a person has a kedei, suda, or erev avoyke, plus doesn't bait him of the past, then the Shulchan Aruch Rav is masking me at the bench. Oh, but Kolzman took the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it didn't eat a huge suda, plus Gimel and Dalet Beitim of the past by itself, I will not have to bench. So if you have a Shulchan Aruch Rav, Merdeka Heta, Merdeka Eitzah for a person to be saying Mecham. There's another Eitzah, the Shita Sagra. We send Me'ika Hadin, we Paskin like the Vilna Goyim, which has nothing to do with Dalet Beitim. It's to do with Suda's Erev Baboike, which is said last time. What's the Suda they used to have? So he said, they used to have a Suda in those days that would last them for 12 hours. Poshut. from 12 hours to 12 hours. Two sudas a day, one in the morning, one in the night. Each one lasted for 12 hours. A huge suda, you can imagine. How much is this? And this is the shayla, what you'll have to bench for. Zug da orach al shulchan, over 21 beitzim. You know what that means? Rav Moshe says, nobody can eat such a thing. Poshet not shayach. Now, Pizer Rav Moshe says, avada, our eating habits went down. Poshet, we can't eat 21 and a half, I think, beitzim, he says. You know that amount of food that is? That's unbelievable. Mimela, we have a gewaldige hetzer like that. Which is, that since the Gra paskins, and the Ikadim, we paskin like the goyim, is, as long as I don't eat a huge suda like this, I'm okay, even if I'm a little bit full. Okay, then there's the Orach HaShulchan. Rabbi said, this is a very choshuva heter, which is the gate to many people that run out of the house in the morning. You grab a cup of rogalof, you grab a piece of cake and a coffee, and off you go, the maisa, and it keeps you going to lunch. What's the heter? So here we have a very, very choshuva Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan said like this. Look, let me give you a little bit of a hakdama to the Orach HaShulchan. I specifically, Baruch Hashem, for other reasons as well, but for one of the reasons for the Sheikh is I met with one of the executive directors of the person that makes kosher airline meals in a certain place in the world. And I sat down with him, we were discussing over Shmita meaning as well, what to do with the lettuce and all these sorts of things, big shyness. But I go, let's see about the Shmita for the moment. Let's see with the shyness of the Zoyness. So I attacked him and I said, Slicha, I have a major title on you. How can you tell me that you're going to write on this Mazonis roll, it's a Mazonis, nice festive Yishmaka roll, together with, you know, everything else they're giving you over there, which is a meal, right? It says Mufush, it's a meal, right? And that's your lunch, that's your breakfast, that's your supper. What's your hetter? So he told me, Poshut. He said, what do you mean? I didn't think of this. He said, I went to Rapadva, that's south, right? Balacheshiva, he put. And Rapadva told me the following thing. Rapadva told me that it cannot be a mitzvah of a person on an aeroplane being kamei suda. It can't be. Why? Because a person's not on an aeroplane because he wants to be on an aeroplane. Why on an aeroplane? Because you want to get to the next place. Oh, so the aeroplane is a means to an end. I'm not on an aeroplane because I want to be on an aeroplane, but maybe I'm sitting down having my lunch. No! I'm on the aeroplane because I want to get over there. And they send me a meal. Zuko Pavva literally told me that Rapazba told him there's no mitzvah of being kamei suda on an aeroplane. Agav. B'derech Musa, Avada, he didn't mean that way, right? Because we all know that B'derech Musa, a person on an aeroplane, a person should look at an aeroplane as a means to an end. Like Rav Scheinberg's himself used to finish Masechtas Nida on every single flight on the way to America. For him, a flight was, I know by me, it's Mamish HaMachaya. The phone is off, nobody knows me, hopefully. And I sit there with my swarm, it's Mamish HaMachaya. It's his Mamish Me'atzmai. It's not a means to an end. Oh, but that's Avi Musa. Avi Ha'alacha, he told him there was no mitzvah of a person being kaveh suda. Agadi was telling me of the meal that he got on the aeroplane Motzei Shabbos. So he says to Mamish, it was roast duck and sauteed potatoes and nice cat. So I said, maybe there's that. I said, well, I don't know. If I'm ever zoichet to go on an aeroplane that I even serve a meal, or I get a scrambled eggs, I'm not going to get something like that. So he told me, no. He asked for padva. Even if they're serving you Mamish with a knife and a fork, I don't know what these things are, knife and a fork, Mamish, a real silver knife and a fork. Yeah, no kaveh suda at all baklav. I said, then it's a steer, because he says to me, no, I ate as malava malka. I said, ah, malava malka. So ah, mesadech on your tiny tiyek kaveh suda, malava malka, mesadcheni, there's no kaveh suda. Oh, the same. Then he tells me, ah, some modika raya. This is what he talks about, London. My brother said, this is a London, this is someone that made a seema shas before his chasana. As our London this was, Mamish, kaveh iti betoya. I don't even know what the Rambam calls of someone that balabas, alabai, everybody be like that balabas. But I'll compare him, he said to me like this. He said to me, the VAT, right, the back people, the VAT, they came to discuss whether or not he has to charge VAT for an aeroplane meal. But I don't need to hold on just now. What's the shayla? So he tied it to them like this. Came with them with a chakira. What was this chakira? His chakira was like this. When you buy a flight ticket, when you buy a plane ticket, what are you buying? Are you buying a right to sit on the aeroplane? And for free, they'll give you a food. Why not? But you're buying a flight ticket. You're buying a plane ticket. That's it. I don't give you a free meal. What's the pshat? No. The pshat is when I buy a plane ticket, there's a $10 extra charge for the meal, which they put onto the ticket as well. And this is what they charge you for your ticket. Right? And you're just paying it onto the ticket. What do I know the difference? My nafkamina. Nafkamina is a huge nafkamina. For the VAT people, like upon him. He timed that if you're buying a plane ticket and I got to give you a free meal, there's no VAT, it's free, it's a present, this, that, and the other. Masha Elinkin, if you're buying something and you're paying extra, even without knowing it, because they're charging an extra £10 on the fly for the meal, oh, that's VAT. So he told me he went from court to court to court to court to try and find this. Lemaisa, he won. The Maisa, you want that you're giving the meal for free, they don't charge extra, and the Maisa, it comes together with the plane ticket, the plane ride itself. And they added, they made a special VAT of 1%, they have Dr. Payne, who's Machadish in the Veld, such a thing, but that was their Pasva. The Maisa, he wanted a time to me, he came to me and said, it's a riot of a Pasva? You see from here, that's not a shot when you buy a plane ticket, you're also buying a meal. No, you're buying a plane ticket. I said it's a meal that they give you for free while you're going there. See, one of the time, actually, I have a riot here for a Pasva. This is a double portion. Mamma shalom. Mojdikin. I'll compile them and I said, where did you find such a makor? Right? I had a Pasva, but someone had other makors. But the only makor that I could find was Baruch HaShem. And this Baruch HaShukran saves us, maybe, from many different cases that we have taken in our own lives when we eat the Pasal B'kis in left, right and center. What do we do? So the Baruch HaShukran over here, Tzit Yudches and Kuf Samaches, passes as follows. Says the Baruch HaShukran, and I have to add, he writes it in the brackets, and he writes, Sas Limud Schos. That's the Agdoma that the Baruch HaShukran gives it. He then brings the Shitas HaRif in the Gemara, and his Medama, he gives a Raya from the Lashon of the Rif, and he says like this. Yisoid of Kiveya Suda is not like we've been saying until now. Until now we've been saying Yisoid of Kiveya Suda means how much are you eating? Zukdor HaShulchan HaPishit HaSarif as a limud schos. No. It's not how much you eat, it's how you eat. The Yisoid of the Oruch HaShulchan is when a person sits by a Suda, he sits by a meal, he sits by the table, right, takes off his jacket, right, makes a kishmak, I wish a matzah. Or Bezug the Oruch HaShulchan, when a person's on the run, and he's walking, and he's standing, and he's running around, and he's tapping the mezainas, that's not called Kaveh Suda. Mainly, you will never have to wash on such a thing. And Al Pizeh could be the Pshan Rapazva, this could be the Pshan by an aeroplane. A person has a mezainas roll, and Tazamani eats fish, and eats the eggs, and eats the this, and the salad, and the dessert, whatever. And it's mamish full. Oh, but the mice, that's not called the Kaveh Suda. Good, you maybe have his jacket on. Oh, but it's not called a Kaveh Suda. Kaveh Suda means sitting having my lunch. I don't know, give me something to eat. So I'll put him out over there. I got there's another sheet of the Sos Tshuva, right? The Heidi Gazan from the Ksav Sofer, he was Madai from the Gemara, that you need the Suda plus you need Kaveh as well. And the one thing we have to know, in the Minhag Kamarna, in the Shulchan HaTorah writes that before a person eats Mezonos, a person has to be very careful that because the Maisi should, when he writes, a person should always wash before eating Pasav or Bekisnin, because if not, a person may eat Kadei Sviya, and if they see it, Megalal, I'm afraid that he needed to wash, he needed a bench, and he was Mezalzim until his Zidayim, and he goes on to the Lashonis of Chazal of a person that's Mezalzim until his Zidayim, I am sure. But our component of Maisi, a person has to know. We have a tremendous limud schos. If a person did a bris, right, a person did a chasna, a person did a kiddush, a person did an aeroplane, there's all these shayles of tziruf, and there's a lot of kulas as well. We mentioned kulas if you're not eating together, if it's not melachos in a pas, if it's not one after the other, if the mezonos is at the end, we have a lot of kulas to be making. We have Yoruch HaShulchan as well, that I'm eating it standing up, there's agav on the go. This is all a shayla of no tziruf whatsoever. Moving on, similar subject, berekas. Again, a seemingly innocent shayla, when you walk into a bakery and you see a bereka, right? So what stares you in the face when you see a bereka? The word mezonos. I don't know if it's a poshel anymore. What's the pshat? We have over here very interesting halach. I'm not going to read inside Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shulchan Aruch and he ends with a kuf saying samaches. The Shulchan Aruch brings over there a pashtida. Case of a pashtida. What's a pashtida? A pashtida was like a pie, and in this pie was filled with meat, or chicken, or potatoes, or cheese, or something like that. What's the halach? Zug the Shulchan Aruch, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. As I pass the Shulchan Aruch, Fekul Lachayim Slicha. What happened to Pasav Obekisne? What do you mean? It's a snack. It's that. No. It's Pasav Obekisne. Zug the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham learns like this, and it's a big yisod over here. The Magen Avraham learns that since the filling inside the Pashtida is something that a person is normally Kaveh Suda on, the entire item becomes something you Kaveh Suda on, and therefore the Maisa is going to be different to Pasav B'Kisnin. Pasav B'Kisnin, what was the inside? Something sweet no one's Kaveh Suda on, right? It's a sweet thing, how much can you eat? Masha'inkin here by potatoes, by cheese, by meat, and all these things, a person is Kaveh Suda. A person is full from it. And therefore, Suda Magen Avraham, you do not have a head of Pasav B'Kisnin. That's why it's Amoitzi. Says the Taz, no. The Taz learns the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch is because you were being Kaveh Suda. Oh, but others of the Taz, if you were not being Kaveh Suda, it's the Seder, and you wouldn't have to watch. We have a Machlokes Achronim having a Pshat in Shulchan Aruch. Huge enough to mean it to us. Berekas. All of these things. What is a bereka? A bereka is pastry, a dough, covered inside with potatoes, mushrooms, whatever, something which the Magen Avraham would call it Mamash HaMoitzi. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, paskin like the Magen Avraham, which means we have a tremendous chumra over here, right? Which again, paskin like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mishnah Berurah. That if I have something that theoretically is filled, and filled normally makes it possible for kisnin, that's only talking if it was sweet filled. But if it's what we call savory filled, if it's filled with some that people are kaveh yesuda, then in economics for a dinner of hamoitzi, however much you eat, even if you eat a small amount. Zuk the Taz, by the way, Agav, I'm going to go right, faket. The Taz wants to go right against the Magen Avraham. He says, if it's true the Magen Avraham is saying there's enough kaveh between sweet and non-sweet, so why the Shulchan Aruch over here, earlier what we learned last time in Tzitz Zayin, teach us that there's a chiyuv between sweet and not sweet. And the Maizuk the Taz has no thing. The Maizuk, we don't pass on at the Taz, we pass on at the Magen Avraham, which comes out of the Halacha. A person has a bereka. What is the tzaddik in the world to make a mezuzah? A poshut Shulchan Aruch, it's called Taichu Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Kuf Samaches, tells me la Halacha, if you have something that's dough and filled with something that's not sweet, that's it, it's over, you have to make a mezuzah. So I have over here three tzirufim to be nekel. Tzirufim number one, if the dough is flaky or crunchy, so that's pasha. Then the dough already became a pasha b'kisnin based on what we said last week, that's pasha. So if you have a type of bereka that's a very flaky, crunchy, you know, brittle dough, so like, I mean, sometimes they're not that way, they're much thicker sometimes, especially the bottom is a nice, good, chetzer, thicker piece of dough. So what do you do over there? You haven't got the eitzer. So that eitzer's down. Next eitzer, what if the dough is baked with something sweet? Let's say it's baked with something sweet. Now again, it's also not in the tea. They're not going to be baking berekas with sugar inside the dough. That's partial. So what do you have to come on to? So the post container, maybe we could tie margarine as the same din as May Paris. And that since all of these berekas, all these doughs are made ikka for margarine, and margarine could be as a din of May Paris, suppose. And if it's roi, which by the way is shver, because there's 15% of water inside there as well, you have to be careful. But on the bottom, if you knew that the margarine was the ikkar inside the bereka, amar, you can make a mezuzah. The third eitzer is zicha the best. The third eitzer the Mishnah Berurah brings me. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Siman in Kufsam Mechetz, in Kufsam Sadadala, tells me like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, amar, 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 and the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to wash on a pashtida. That's because it's a big chetzer. What if it's a small piece? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a possible bekisnin, you have a bereka, and it's filled with something that's not sweet, you do not have to wash if its surah is muchach or love, then it's for a snack. If it shows me claw, I look at this and say, oh, that's a snack. And I mean, of course, you can't be kaveh suda, right? If you sit down now and buy 15 berekas or maybe even 5 berekas and you're full from that, that's kaveh suda. The kuli alma you have to wash with a hamotzi and a berachas hamazon. Whereas if you're having a small amount and you see on the piece that it's small, avada, that's a mezuzah. Now again, you have to know how many times do people go to a bris. The person goes to a chasna, he doesn't want to wash. No, say asin, no. What's the first question you get normally asked in a chasna? You want a bereka. No, nice big chetzer bereka. There's no shayla, there's no machlokes, there's no chumra. It's a clear cut shulchan aruch. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on the bereka. That's klah. Mashe ain't gonna small, unless you know that it's made from a lot of margarine or it's very flaky, this can't be masking. Oh, but unless you know claw, which by the way, to be careful, and like I mentioned, margarine has 15% water in it, so you have to know how much is the weight. But I'll point in the mice, if you would know that that's true, that it's got a lot of margarine, or it's maybe made pears, good, you can make a mezuzah. But otherwise, from that, it's a clear cut, straight, simple, Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, that you have to make hamotzi. The same thing is with meat pies and all these sorts of things. Moving on now to pizza. I don't know, I came here with an agenda to show the oilim to be machmer, but it came out the mice from the sugar that we have to be, there's the tremendous coolers going on at the game, and I never chav, we could be so making up to the class. Very interesting. So, first of all, is pizza possible with kisnin or not? Right, that's the shayla, right? So obviously the shayla, it's hamotzi, it's hamotzi. If we want to try and fit it into a sugya possible with kisnin. So there's a famous shayla, famous Kiyun Emik Brocha, where he writes, what if I have something that is possible with kisnin, dahayim? It fits into Chazal's geder and simonim of possible bekisnin, but the only thing is the derech has changed. Are people actually kaveisu on it, which is part of the shayla of the pizza over here. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem from Kama Poskim that we'll see there's a mokum. Is pizza possible bekisnin? I would have said no. Number one, it's not dry and crunchy. Number two, it's not filled with something sweet. Maybe it's on the top, could be. And number four, and number three, it's not actually baked with something sweet pashtus. So let's start number one. Regular normal pizzas are not baked with May Paris. A good pizza shop, by the way, will not put meipiris, will not put milk in his dough. It spoils it, it's not geschmack, it doesn't go good. They will put regular flour and water. Maybe add salt and this, that and the other. Oh, but generally it's flour, water, eggs and yeast, whatever. But it's no sweet in it, bachlan. So the shayla is, on the list before we go to the sugya of meipiris, if you have pizza that is made from no meipiris, pure water, what's the halacha over there? So I would have said, Pasha, amoitzi. What's the shayla? It's mamish bread, right? Bread is amoitzi. And kaf is the psah of many, many paiskim. So they say, without any shayla to ever eat a nibble of that, mamish a mashu. You have to make amoitzi. Okay. However, I think we could tie in the following situation. We said, right, and this is where I'm definitely going in this Seda Hadvarim. We just learned the halachas of pashtita. What was pashtita? If I take something that's filled with sweet, filled with something savory, right, non-sweet, what's the halacha? If it's baked in a way that the surah is muchaf olam and it's for a snack, it's going to be mezainus. Even if there's no meipiris. Even if there's nothing sweet in there at all whatsoever. So maybe we could tie in the same thing over here. What's a pizza? Pizza is regular chaldo, and they put the tomatoes, and they put the cheese. So it's a savory item, a non-sweet item. It's ki'ilu baked together with it, right? We'll see Be'ez Hashem, but frozen pizza is not that way. But at the bottom it's baked with it. So why can't we say the same thing over here? Why can't we say that if the tzur is mucha olav, that it's a snack? So it's beseder. So there's a famous machloikis achroinim. How do we look at something? The Kavachayim learns, it's the Gabi Hilfos that we're not going into right now, but the Gate here as well. So the Kavachayim, we go bust to the Medina, we go bust to the whole country. If the country does something, good. The Chaya Odom, and the Sadashati, and the Chomsky and Paskins, we don't go bust to the country. We go bust to each mokka, each place. So if in one mokka we can come up and say that this mokka, a pizza, is a snack, and it's your dua, it's a snack, and people eat it as a snack, so we have the heta of the Mishavura, that even though it was baked with regular flour and water, with no payers, no payers whatsoever, of a tzuas muchach olav, that it's going to be a snack that Mishavura is made called. Because it's baked with savoury, it's baked with something like potatoes, like the cheese, like the meat, that Mishavura says in there, the ends of Simakov, Samachesi, Kotun, Samachdalit. Lemaisa, Rishleim and Zalman, Taka women, it's Mahalach. Rishleim and Zalman writes, that lemaisa in America, where it's known to be a snack, the halacha would be it will be a mezainus. Now, what does that mean? It's a snack. There are people that eat it not as a snack, right? I remember discussing this with Zul Orbach, right? First, I had to explain to him pizza, right? Mamish, he said to me, "What you think I eat these things?" He doesn't eat pizza bachlan, right? And no idea the size of the pizza. And he's saying, "No idea, no shaykes to bachlan." Then he knew about pizza because he said someone came to his house and gave him a whole book. And they write him a whole book about the bracha of pizza, an entire sefer now, Baruch Hashem, an entire sefer just on what the bracha is of pizza. It's coming out soon. That's what we're talking. And our proponent from Zalman wanted to tie it. If in the mokum it's klal and it's a snack, it's a mezainus. Now I checked out with the bochum, right? A big mevinim in pizza, right? And they tell me, I had a bochum for Zabba, called me early this morning from New York, he told me he's getting engaged. So no, so we got the whole kind of pizza. About it's a snack made for pizza. Good, there are people that eat it as a meal. Oh, but everybody eats it as a snack, you order pizza. I mean, they do yeshiva sometimes. I can't understand it. Right there, middle of the shade. Pizza delivery knocks on the door. Plus, pizza comes in, thinking, what? Maybe you guys missed supper. No, stop it, a little bit hungry, whatever. So you did a snack. It's my thing. It becomes like a snack. So I'm not tailored to sure. But in America, they tell me this is ragil, this is normal. Everybody eats it as a snack. Zukum Shoyim Zalban La Halacha. If a person in America, and we're talking again on this side, people have it mixed up. They think we're talking about ready-made payments. No, no, no. We didn't mention ready-made payments. We're talking about pizza that's made with ragil members' water. Oh, if the derek is to have it as a snack, just to show the zalman la halacha, you can make a mezainus. Now, that doesn't mean you can be given suda. If you have two slices of the paiskim, two slices is normally be kaveh suda. The children obviously eat less than that, but a kavon that's kaveh suda. You can't be kaveh suda and kulei out. But if you're not being kaveh suda, so we show the zalman of other. Of us, we show the zalman in Eretz Yisrael. You can't say that. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the derech is not to eat pizza as a snack. People eat pizza as a melava malka, as a meal, as a suda. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no shayla. You cannot use this eitzah again. Afilu b'mashu, if it's not baked with moed meipiris, afilu b'mashu in Eretz Yisrael, b'shloim mezalman lahalocha, you cannot make a mezonis on it. Masha ain't in America. Very shy. That's sugi number one. Sugi number two. What is moed meipiris? Right, so I called up a lot of the kosher authorities here in England, different places. So they told me that all the things that they say mezainus on it are made with roiv made papers. So it's made with roiv made papers. So we have over here regular pasul b'kistin shayla, right? Which means if you hold to make a mezainus on a mezainus bread, tell a As long as you're not being kebe sud on your pizza, and you have a little slice, one slice, a normal slice, you're not being kebe sud, it's pesedah. You can make a mantzi, you can make a mezonos on that, because it has roif made payments. But again, let's go back to the sugya. Lefi the mishabura, chas v'sholem. In the mishabura, there is no such heter of making a mezonos, I think it's roif made payments. Why? Because the ikkar is not the sweetness. That's for sure. According to Mishabura, nothing to talk about. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, yeah. According to Shulchan Kodesh, yeah. But you have to know. Number one, is it an emesika fruit juice? Meaning, are they using 100% pure fruit juice? Or are they coming along with petel and they're doing it that way? Which the Kulei Alma hasn't got a din over there as well. You cannot be kaveh suda. That's a double parshut. And the other thing is, Ravinash of Tainans, and other posts come after him also the similar thing, that if something has become a meal, he said this very much, very good as well, if something becomes bread, so the fact that you're not eating it as bread, so what? It's too late. So Ravinash of Tainans, the Afina of the pizzas made with roi payers, oh, but since this became a tsuas of bread, became a tsuas of lechem, so automatically you're going to have to wash for that Afina if you eat a small amount, you're not going to be a suda. But our problem is a tremendous mocker to make with Shamei Gros, for example, the Shevet of Kohos, the Chelim Dalet, the Menuches. He writes, goes to the Tzadim, but the Maisi comes out, Lalof, Abad, Yerushamayim, should be Mahmeh, and eat pizza, Toich HaSuda, or obviously make a Moitzi on it, because generally he times they don't make it, won't make payments. So there's a very, very shvek comes out of the sun, right? It comes out you can be Esher more maker in America on pizza that's not made payers than in Esher Shalom when it's made Taka Yeh with made payers, which everybody thinks, forget. Something's up. But that's what comes out from the sugya, which again, in Esher Shalom it's Taka Shver to be made maker and same as owners on pizza, that's claw. In America, for sure, there's a big mockum to be maker. Frozen pizza, you have to be very careful. Frozen pizza, as we mentioned last time, this was Mavarin and Matin, is they are made in two different ways. Way number one, method number one of frozen pizza is they poshut make the pizza, they take the dough, they cook the dough, they bake the dough, they take the baking of the dough out, put the tomato sauce, the cheese, bake it again, cool it down, pack it and freeze it, and off it goes. That's method number one. Method number two is they take regular pizza leftovers, they cut it up, put it in a box, and freeze it. What's enough gemina? Huge enough gemina. Because if it's the method number one, there is no salt to make a mezonos on it. Even if we want, again, that moment of their payments. Because even if you want a timer, or a big finish, like we said before, that it's considered to be cooked and baked together with the cheese, which is like a bereka, which gets a din, that if it's muchach all over the tzura, that it's not a kaveh suda, you can be mako, you can't send it over here. Because the bread became bread between the atzmai, and only afterwards they put the cheese. Mashenka and the other method is regular pizza. How do you tell? So normally how you can tell, this is what they tell me. They tell you, you can tell by looking at the cheese. If the cheese looks like it's in pieces, then it's clear what they did was, if they took out the base, put the cheese on, put it back in the oven for a short time, and took it out again. If you see the strands of the cheese, that's a raya that the cheese was put after it was made into a bread, no have a meaning to make it in the zonis. Masha Enkin, if the cheese, it looks all melted in a way that it's mamish one big mish over there, then it just means that it was made together as regular pizza, and avada, that would be a shaila, at least as long as you're not being kaveh suda in that situation. Heimische pizza is the same thing as well. A person goes in his own house and you take a pita bread, you put tomato sauce or ketchup, you put cheese on it. There's nothing to talk about if the pita bread is habotzi. There's no shayla of pizza. Don't come along with the sugar pizza over there. No shayla because it was already bread beforehand. Similar thing with what they call, I don't know, Chicago slice, they tell me it's called. Which is two pieces of pizza, which looks to me like it's been flipped one on top of the other, and it's two pieces one on top of the other. It's the same shayla as pizza. Obviously, it's more homo because it's two slices put together, so a person has to be careful. So, Agobanim, this ends the sugya of the pizza, and the Maestro has to know, we're dealing with a shayla from a Sofik Doraisa. Every other Sofik Doraisa that we would even dream of, nobody would even have a hammer meaning to be Mako. Same thing over here. First, as to realize, we're dealing with a shayla because I'm also in a Torah, which is going from the Rabbanu Shalom associated in the Gemara. That's what we're doing this week. Be'ez Hashem, next week, the last sugya of Pasra B'Kisnin is the sugya of donuts. Great.